This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. And our sponsors today, well, we have Angler U, the Belleville Meat Market. Looking at weather, 78 degrees down on the island this morning. Some clouds this morning. They'll give way to generally sunny skies in the afternoon with a high of 84. East winds will be 10 to 20. And then for tonight, a few passing clouds, low of 78. East-southeast 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, sunshine and clouds, they'll be mixed. Stray shower, thunderstorm is possible with a high of 84. East-southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. So, we'll just see how that plays out on predicting this stuff. It's all new to me. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have 4 of them. And we have a high coming up at 4:54 a.m. It's a 1.6. Then a low at 10:07 a.m. a 1.4. A high at 2:27 p.m. a 1.6. And then a low at 9:57 p.m. an 0.4. And sunrise today is 7:06 a.m. And sunset tonight, 7:19 p.m. Moon phase is 9%. Currently around a complex. Looking offshore, we have 85 degree waters all it's showing with a wave height of 1.6 feet and a wave period of 5 seconds. Galveston, it's east southeast at 5 to 7. Eagle Point, east southeast 8 to 11. And Morgan's Point, it's east at 3 to 5. And temperature is a little bit cooler this morning. 80 at Morgan's Point, 78 at other areas, 86 in Galveston. So we'll roll those. See how that works out. All right, well, let's go up to Lake Livingston Pinwall Campground and Marina, and let's check in with Miss Jody Blair this morning and see what's going on in her neck of the woods. Good morning, Jody. What's up? What's going on in Lake Livingston?
It's calmed down a lot out here. School's back in. You know, those sports are going on. So it's staying a little bit busy on the lake with the residents liking their fishing spots back without all the, you know, outsiders coming in.
Outsiders, yeah.
they keep fussing. They're like, you know, everybody keeps coming in and crowding us out. And I'm like, aren't you realizing that's boosting revenue for the city? You know, don't complain about it.
Yeah, that's the way it is. I mean, that's the way it works. Nobody owns the lake. It's everybody.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
But
well, the water,
I can see their point. Some people can be a little more respectful of others. You know, we've seen some bad etiquette over the years, you know.
100%. But I haven't really heard of anything that really went bad this year. I mean, everybody, it was a really peaceful summer. I will say that. It was a peaceful summer.
Yeah, cool. It's always good to hear.
100%. So right now we're we're 95.5%, 99.5% full at the lake. It's good. The mean water level, it's sitting at 130.90. So, and the water, the fishing's good. Normal stain, it's about 87 degrees, the water temperature is. And so the bites, you know, they're staying pretty good in the mornings and afternoons. And those school and fish, you know, you can look for those right at, you know, daylight. And in the evenings, the bass are mainly being caught between, I'd say, 6 to 17 feet. But on those humps, you can catch them at 24 to 30 as well. Right. And the catfish, they've been decent. On those flats, about 10 to 20 feet. And then those largemouths, you know, you can hit those with those swim jigs. And if you want to get up in those rocks and those windblown points, make sure you have your square bill crankbaits and you can catch those pretty good. But we're still having that evasive zebra mussel thing going on. So that's being a pain.
Yeah, and Livingston never had those. I guess somebody brought them from another lake, you know, on their boat.
Yeah.
Or what have you, you know.
And that's why they're asking that everybody, you know, rinse them off as soon as you pull them out. And, you know, and if you're going to go, you know, to another lake, make sure you're rinsed off and the boat's dry, your trailer as well. Because, I mean, they're just really invasive. They you know, mess with the basically they go around and they eat all that, the food for the native, like the food webs. They're messing up those food webs, depleting that, you know, native species and disrupting the food webs. And then they cause, those intake pipes, they get up in there and they cluster up. And I mean, it's millions of dollars in infrastructure.
Yeah.
Can't talk this morning, damage. So, and then they get all that, that food that our fish eat off of, and they pretty much deplete it. So they're a pain.
Yeah, that's not good. Man, they just get so bad. I've talked to guys that fish, you know, lakes that are heavily filled with them, and boy, they cut your line. I mean, it's bad. They'll have a big fish on and then lose it because of that.
Because of that, yeah. And I mean, out here with the shallow parts where, you know, the kids will get out there and, you know, play around in the water, they come out with all cut up feet because those things are sharp. And those little kids, they'll step on them, or anybody steps on them, and they cut their feet all up.
Man.
So, yeah. They're not good. We want them to go away.
Well, fishermen are just going to have to be more comprehensive, you know, drain your line, live wells.
Exactly. You
know, before leaving that lake, and then wash your boat, everything good. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when they were making sure everybody didn't have hydrilla and all that hanging off of their boat trailer or what have you, and then move to another lake and then transfer it over there. Same method.
Same thing, yeah, because from what I read up on, they brought them over from Eurasia on those, they would attack to the ballast of the boat, and they'd bring them in, and then they just started spreading. They started off in the Great Lakes, and then eventually from boats going from lake to lake to lake, they've just kind of migrated and end up everywhere.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good at all.
So hopefully, you know, I don't know if the water getting cooler will, you know, kill them off. But
no, I don't
know exactly.
I don't think water temperature's got anything to do with it. But.
And then they'll attach themselves to, you know, good mussels, our, you know, mussels that we know of, and basically incapacitate them. And, you know, they can't reproduce. They pretty much shut them down. So then, you know, the mussels that we have, they're just being depleted as well because of them. Yeah. So they're little boogers. I will say that. But we've been really busy up here.
Have you? Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a lot of interest. We, you know, I'm signing leases daily. So we still have about 20 spots that are available to rent out. So if anybody's looking, you know, we have room. And we're still having that incentive going where if you sign a 6-month lease, you get 1 month free. And if you do a 12-month lease, you get 6 months free. So I'm sorry. That was wrong. Sign a 12-month lease, you get 2 months free.
Right.
Woo, I'll give my whole half a year off.
12 and 2. Well, it is.
That's
early,
right.
Jody. Now you know what I've been going through the last 18 years.
It's
definitely different on your schedule. Changes.
100%. And I'm still trying to get over whatever it is I had. Livingston, there's stuff going, like people getting sick all day long out here, and they just keep spreading it and spreading it. So you get over one thing, you're catching something else. So
is it like a summer cold or what?
That's what I had. Yeah, it was more like a cold, and it takes you out for about 48 hours. But then, it's not good.
Well,
no fever with it though. But whatever it is, it's getting everybody.
Well, that's not good. Well,
somebody,
y'all have all the amenities there. Like if somebody has a RV spot and they keep their trailer there, I mean, y'all have propane, all the,
we do.
It all? Okay.
We have pretty much everything. A lot of my residents, they don't live there full time. I have, a handful of them that do, but a lot of them, they'll pull them up in there and they'll leave them there year round and use it like a little vacation getaway spot. We have the store that, you can get your little, snacks and drinks from, and it was a little bit of tackle. I'm running low on tackle, but it's the end of the season. So I'm trying to, I don't know if I want to restock it now or wait till the busy season again, because it is starting to slow down, but people still come up. They're enjoying the lake. It's their quiet time, and you can leave your boat there. We've got gas, propane. We just redid two showers. So if you have guests down and they want to go hop in a shower and not, your little camper shower, we've got two showers, full restrooms going on over there. So it's, I love it. It's a cozy place. My residents are very happy with everything that's going on and being upgraded out there.
Yeah, it's nice up there, and falls in the air. It's a little cooler in the mornings now, so that won't be long till we'll get some cooler weather and people are really wanting to get back out and enjoy the great outdoors again.
Exactly, and that's one thing that I love about Pinwa is a lot of the other RV sites that we have out here in Livingston, that they're basically, they'll go in and clear the land and then build the site. And it takes away all those beautiful trees that we're known for. I mean, we're called the Piney Woods for a reason. Right. And we keep all those mature, beautiful, tall trees that everybody loves, to come out and see in Livingston. So Pinwa, it goes through those little changes where you could actually see the seasons. And I love it. I love it.
I'm with you.
I love it.
I can handle that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Give some info out if somebody wants to go to a website or give a call or any of that.
If you want to go to our website, you can see pictures, book little short-term stays, or if you're interested in a long-term stay, they a little place where you can fill out, and I'll give you a call back, and that is Pinwa, and that's Pinwaugh, RVResort.com, or you could email me directly at pinwaresort@wgp.com, or give me a call, 936-209-4819. I'm there Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
And Pinwa, that name, what is that, like a Native American name or something like that?
You asked me that last time, and I was pretty much positive that it was a Native American, name,
right.
And I was researching it, and no, it's not. So it was taking me to an English name or something. So I'm going to dig deeper into that, and I'm going to figure it out.
I've always wondered about that, because Harry, he goes, I don't know. It's just called Pinwa, man.
Yeah. And we have Pinwa Pines. We have a bunch of little areas in our little, circle out there that's Pinwa this and Pinwa that. And I'm like, I'm going to do the research, because I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Sure. All right. Okay, Jody, well, thanks for the update from Livingston. You have a great day. Appreciate you taking our call and filling us in. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You have a great day, too. Bye-bye.
All right, Jody. See you now. All right, that's Jody Blair up at Pinwa Campground and Marina on Lake Livingston. Time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamavah Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamavah Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamavah.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:18 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County and check in with Mr. Bob Green this morning, see what's going on in his neck of the woods. Good morning, Bob. What's up?
Well, good morning. How are you doing?
Couldn't be better. I made it. I'm here.
Oh, well, good deal. I haven't stuck my head out the door yet this morning to see if it... Some nice little cool mornings we've had have been really nice, but
well, by about 10 o'clock, it's kind of warming up where you're ready to get off the water.
We got a little weak front coming in next week, around Wednesday, I think. A little weak cool front, so.
I'll take it.
We'll take anything we're getting like at this point.
I tell you, I sent you the picture of those fish we caught the other day. And, I took Mark and I decided we're going to go out together. And, you know, he's already back to fishing after that heart attack and all.
I know. He looked good in the pictures. Looked a lot better than he sounded, you know, a month ago. It wasn't looking too good for that guy.
And I tell you what, he's moving around, you know, eating right. He lost about 35, 40 pounds.
Dang.
During that time he was sick. So, anyway, I don't know if you noticed in that picture, he had that deal was hanging down that keeping. I said, boy, if that thing goes off, I'm going to get you to the boat ramp, you know? But he is. He really is. He's doing real good. I think just getting back out again has helped him, no doubt. So anyway, we're still just kind of keep an eye on himself and do what he's doing now. Because whatever
what is that,
he's
like
doing
a monitor
now,
he's wearing on his hip.
That thing is straight to the hospital. You know, it's monitoring all the time, then it's got. You know, if he needs a little plug, it'll give it to him. I don't know all that gizmo stuff, but it's there. And I said, what kind of noise it make if we need to know something. He said, you'll know what it is when it goes off.
Yeah.
Well, don't go off. You know, how's that?
Yeah, we don't want that to go off. Yeah, y'all caught some nice fish.
You know, I don't think there was a fish less than 3.5 pounds. I mean, it was just, we pulled into one spot. Of course, my dadgum wrist is sore this morning because you know what that meant. It's deep diving crankbait, boy. They'll work you over. But it was worth it. We had one spot we got into. We threw, this was probably 14 feet, 12 to 14 feet. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the early morning we caught them on the traps in a shallow running crankbait, little square bills.
Uh-huh.
And then rattle traps, and of course those fish were in two to three foot of water, and they were, everything in there was just a good solid fish, and then we went deep after that and caught those fish there. But gosh, we had a great morning, not only just getting the vision and stuff, but being on the water together and stuff like that. So
that's
all. It was a very, very nice morning, and the fish cooperated too. So anyway, water temperature.
It's only gonna get nicer. We get on the end of the year, nicer weather.
Oh yeah,
man, I love fall weather.
That little topwater bite's not far off. I mean, I threw one just to try it, a little buzz bait with a trailer frog, but I never did get a bite on it at all. But it's coming. Normally, I just throw a white skirted buzz bait, just something, just kind of chug a lug along, or the popar type bait, or the walk the dog bait, either one will work. And anyway, water temp everywhere between 92 and 94, so it's still pretty warm.
Yeah.
There was no wind. I mean, them smokestacks was going straight up,
right,
and just glassy. Now that was about 10 o'clock, mm-hmm, and that pretty much shut us off right after that. It likes a little bit of ripple on the water,
or at least I like a little bit on the water. Yeah.
It's hard to
catch them fish when it glasses all the way off like a mirror.
Yeah, I find it hard, a lot of times like that. So, but the water's, water's only, probably what, 10, maybe 7 or 8 inches from the bottom board. So it's still up.
Yeah, you still got plenty of water, huh? That's good.
Got plenty of water. It looks okay. That temperature, when it's glassy like that and that sun beating down, and it'll stay in that 92 and 94 too. But you're saying we're getting a little front coming next week. That's a good deal too.
Yeah, they're calling it just a cool week down front.
Yeah, about 2 weeks before archery season opens, I think, into two or three.
It's the 27th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I read that yesterday. Or my wife told me it was the 27th. She was looking on the calendar.
Yeah, it's the 27th, and that'll, for turkey and wild turkey and white-tailed deer.
I've had not seen turkeys in a long time, but I know last week, a week before last, I saw turkeys in two different places between here and the boat ramp, which that's 25 miles.
Right.
Going across 290, there was some. And then when I got closer down to Warrington there, not Warrington, yeah, Warrington, off of just before you get to the lake. So they, not big bunches of them. I mean, one or two, that was it. So.
Right.
And we used to start seeing them at the lake. A long time ago, there would be just bunches of them at that Park Prairie Park out there, where that little area now where they got all the pulled into the RV hookups, and they right. they were in there solid. I'm trying to think what else we
got. Well, some years are banner and some aren't, and but and this weekend, Saturday morning, we got teal season, early teal season. That'll crank up.
Yeah, I didn't see any on the water the other day. Normally, you'll see them rascals bulleting across there. Just pretty fast bird.
Yeah, them,
and I've never hunted ducks. So.
The marsh is full of them right now, and, you know, flooded rice and all that. And
yeah.
High ground, there's a lot from what I hear.
Yeah, I just hadn't noticed them. I mean, the coots will probably start moving back in again. You know, they kind of, you know, they'll come in and cover the water and eat their grass, and then they move out, and they move out so fast, I really don't notice them gone. I think, oh, well, where are all the coots at? They'll be back to eat them some grass. So that was one thing. So we didn't hit a whole lot of grass yesterday because we weren't fouling out the traps or anything like you right. do a lot of times as we just kind of go on. But you know, time's coming up pretty quick. I still don't know what's in store for me yet. So and we ended up doing the MRI the other day and got that sent off to the doctors, and now we have to see what other kind of hoops got to jump through to get this back straightened out again.
Boy,
I think the best thing for it was fishing the other day. The back's fine. The wrist is sore. I couldn't. I got up.
Well, that's a good problem to have, a sore wrist from running crankbaits, man.
Oh, I know it. It ran all the way up the arm. That's right. You can deal with those. No problem whatsoever. But yeah, our water's in good shape, and you know, and then the good thing is there's not a real big crowd there, so you can you can get in and get out and enjoy it, and when it gets hot, there's not a lot of shade, you know, nothing really overhangs the edge of the water or anything like that. So hey, take advantage of it early in the morning when it's cool, and then go find you a shade tree or some air conditioning and go have lunch.
Sure.
So there's, you know, you got Fayetteville right there down the street, and there's plenty of places to eat there. Or else
get
a
home
couple
and
of anyway.
Catch a ball game and a nap.
Yeah, I tell you. But it had been a while since I had ran the boat, so I went out there with put the hose on it, and that sucker cranked it up, and I'm not pumping any water, of course.
Uh-oh.
You know, so I had a piece of weed eater string, you know, the thick one, ran it up that little pee hole there, and sure right. enough, I kept going, and I felt a restriction, and I guess something got in there and crawled in there,
yeah,
put a little mud in it,
stopped it up,
yeah, but it started pumping, so yeah, it worked good after that. So worst thing for them is sitting up. So.
It is. That's the worst thing for boats.
And
worst
the other thing
for
you notice.
Too.
Well, true. That's true. But if I have all this done, I'm going to be sitting there. We can't put any pressure on that leg for 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, man, you're going to be stove up, buddy.
Yeah, and the wheelchair won't go through the bathroom door, so I got to hop from, you know, about 3 feet or four.
Good Lord.
I don't hop as good on my left leg as I do on my right leg.
I have
my hopping days are kind of over.
Holding balance on two legs, much less one leg now.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Oh,
it's going to be a challenge, but we'll get through it.
All right,
I just want to get it done so I'm back on the water by, you know, January and February.
Yeah.
That's it. But that's kind of how I had a really good week, a good visit.
I'm glad
things
to
are
see
looking
Mark's
good.
Doing good. That's a good deal, man.
So everybody around here are too, also. All right.
You old-timers got to go out there and catch a few fish together. Nice fish, too, man. That's good.
That's right. They were solid.
All right, brother.
But
well, Bob, throw out some info. Somebody wants to call you.
Yeah, just call, you know, 281-460-9200. Or Facebook, or Bob Green Fishing, or Fayette Fishing, just give us a holler.
Yeah. Well,
all right. You have a great morning. We'll holler at you later.
See you, man. Take care.
All right.
All right. Okay, that's Bob Green up on Fayette County Reservoir. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover all topics in their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:35. Let's head down Matagorda Way now and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, good morning.
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, dog. Not a lot.
No. No. Wind's back down.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Kind of been the pattern this whole week. It's down at night, and it's down the first in the morning, and then it goes to cranking in the afternoon.
Right.
And you think it's going to – it's kind of scared me every day because you think – I think it's going to get messed up the next morning because it'll crank all the way to bedtime.
Yeah, when it gets – after dark, you know, it just falls off.
It just falls off.
Slick, man.
And then in the mornings, it looks great. I've been worried every morning. I've been worried about it the last few mornings. Thinking, man,
life of a guide, man.
Yeah.
Watching thunder clouds and wind directions and just, man, weather dictates
weather.
Everything in our lives.
Everything. But man, it's been, it cleaned right back up or whatever, or stays
sure.
Clean, one of the two. It has been lately. It's been a good week.
Well, that's good.
Last couple of days have been pretty good. I mean,
Been pretty decent, I would say, or better than decent.
Yeah, day how you been fishing? You been boat fishing, doing any wading or what?
Well, I waded once this week. I waded the day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I waded the day before yesterday, and that was really good. Wading was definitely better. I mean, we just waded. Well, we waded one spot. We went to one spot, waited. We caught, I don't know, we probably caught 30 keepers.
Right.
And then we got back in the boat, and then we just kind of went hunting for redfish.
Right.
And that wasn't as good. I did not do as good with the redfish as I did the trout, for sure. But we went hunting redfish, and we ended up catching a lot of, like, 19-inchers.
Yeah.
And I think we ended up catching like two keepers that day and like 20 19s.
Well,
so the red
be long, those will be all keepers. That'll be good for next year. Another batch coming up through the ranks from the slots.
Yep. So now the waiting was real good. And then yesterday I had three older gentlemen. I mean, 80s. They were in their 80s.
Yeah.
So I tried to go back. What I did was I went back to where I waited, and I just power poled down and just fished that same little. I just tried to fish it out of the boat, you know, and it worked. We caught, I don't know, we had 9 keepers, but it wasn't. We didn't catch 30, you know, real quick like we did wading it. We had to fish it a lot harder. Mm-hmm. It was a lot harder out of the boat, but we still managed to catch a few. Yesterday we caught some drum. They showed up a little bit over there. We didn't catch any the two days before that, but yesterday we caught, I don't know, we ended up keeping 3 or 4 like 16-inch drum.
Yeah, there's a lot of pup drum all up down the coast this year.
Yep. We had a mixed bag of all kinds. Oh, and even sand trout this week. We kept the day we waited, we kept 8 sand trout.
Dang.
With our specs. And I mean, like, you know, I didn't keep them unless they were at least 13 inches.
Sure.
You know, we had several 14 and a quarter inch, you know, sand trout that we kept. So that wasn't too bad, but I did not see them yesterday. I went right back to the same spot yesterday and only caught one of them.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know they're showing up. You know, it's 12, 13, 14 inches. That's a good table fare right there.
Yeah, it definitely was. We caught them waiting for sure, and they were some pretty good ones. I mean, I remember I threw 3 or 4 in my bag when I was waiting that were around 14 inches. So we'll keep these.
Well, I remember that good shoreline I live on in the fall, you know, especially late October, all of November. Man, when we were kids, we'd fish those piers at night. And it's just unbelievable how many big sand trout and guff trout you'd catch. I mean, you could fill a garbage can up with them. There were so many of them. Catch them 2 at a time. Big ones.
Yep.
I wonder why we don't see those like we used to. Man, there used to be a good run.
I know. Yeah, I used to. We'd catch them out there drifting, and we'd get on them. And you know, we'd catch bunches of giant ones out there drifting.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We haven't done that, you know, this year at all. Yeah, actually, day before yesterday was the best day I had on sand trout all year long for big ones. You know,
last
year, the
water hadn't even cooled off that much. Maybe that's a good sign. It's going to be good when the water cools down.
I got on them last year in the river one time. I don't know, they're just a wad of sand trout, and we sat in one spot. The people I had wanted to keep them. They were having a fish fry that night.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, whatever. He said, man, He said, you don't have to clean them for me. I'll take them. Anyway, I don't even know how many we kept. We filled the cooler up with them. But, yeah, I've got a few people, you know, that like them sand trout. I do, too. They're good eating.
Yeah, they are. When they're fresh right out of the water,
man,
they are.
You take them home and fry them, and they're great.
They are. Not.
But
not
I don't keep those little. I mean, they got to be pretty decent. I don't keep them, but. So it's been a great week. I can't complain at all. It's been really good down here all week. I don't know how long it's going to stay. We'll hopefully Hopefully a little longer. Next week, we got the God's Cup next week. So,
man, you read my mail. I was just fixing to ask you about that. I knew it was getting time. Y'all have like two of them back to back, don't you?
Yeah, well, one each month. There's one next Tuesday, and then there's one in October.
Yeah.
And it's like 3 weeks. They're like 3 weeks apart.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, they're like 3 weeks apart. That first one is, it's next Tuesday. And then the other one's about, I don't remember what the date on it is, maybe the 14th or something of October.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we hear that time come, that time of year again.
You done any bass fishing?
Man, I haven't. My bass boat's been, hadn't moved out of my garage in a little while now. It's been just sitting lonely. There. It is. It's getting lonely. I've been busy saltwater, but it's coming. That time's coming. That time's coming. That's my hunting. Everybody else duck hunts and does all that, and I go bass fishing.
Yeah, I just talked to Bob Green before you, and him and Mark, his buddy that's been having all that heart trouble, they got out this week, and they caught some pretty fish, man.
Oh, yeah, good.
He sent me some pictures.
I've been hearing.
Real nice bass.
I've heard some good reports, a little bit of here and there and everywhere.
Yeah, Richard's been catching some decent bass on Conroe.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard a report. Another buddy of mine caught some good ones on topwaters up there.
Awesome.
He's been first 2 hours in the mornings, he's been catching on some pretty good fish on topwater. And Coleto. I've heard some pretty deep, some all right reports up on Coleto and everywhere. So, I mean, it's happening. It's getting better.
Well, we're moving into the good times here. Fall coming up.
Yeah.
I know we'll be cussing those fronts because they come through and blow you out for a day, but, boy, it sure makes things nice. Just roll with the fronts and keep fishing.
I'm super busy in Matagorda in October, so I'll be here still pretty much all the way through October. And then November, I'm fairly busy still here, but I'll start bass. That's when I'll start doing
right.
I'll start bass fishing in November. So, and then December, I'm full, December, January, February, March, that's all bass. It's all bass for me.
Living the dream, baby.
That's when I'll hit the roads again. hit the roads again. Yeah.
Well, and where you're at there in Bay City, from where you go, it's not too bad a drive for you. Conroe and Fayette and all
it's
that.
It's like an hour and a half to everything.
Yeah.
It's like an hour and a half to all, to almost all the lake, to all three of those lakes, Fayette, Conroe, and Coleto. It's kind of like, what I mean? Actually, Conroe's not miles-wise. I'm not that far from Conroe, but the problem with Conroe is you get hit that traffic sometimes.
I know. That's the biggest nightmare right there.
I'm really, if I didn't have to go through Houston and I just did those miles, I could be Conroe in less than an hour and a half.
Sure.
It's just, and when I go in the mornings, it's not bad. If I leave my house at 4:30 in the morning, then I go right on through Houston, no problem. But it's when I come home. If I try to come back home in the afternoon at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, it gets me.
Yeah, the older I get, I just get werewolf syndrome pulling a boat and all that traffic. And
it wouldn't be
so bad if everybody would just flow, but all the lane hoppers.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you're pulling a boat, you can't stop on a dime.
Right. I've got a few places I can stay up there, around Willis and Conroe. I've got some free spots I stay. So a lot of times I try to stay the night.
And come back at
certain times and stuff like that. Or Sundays. Sundays aren't that bad. If you travel back through Sundays, it's the best day. I've figured out all the time you need to go, but yeah. And weekday at 5 o'clock is not the time.
No. That's not time anywhere around here anymore.
No. The morning's the best, 5 o'clock in the morning. 4:35, you can roll right on through there.
Yeah.
That time's coming.
We're about 6 weeks. I'm about 6 weeks away from that time.
What have you been throwing the most of?
Paddle tails, for sure, for me.
Paddlers?
Yeah. I mean, I threw top water a little bit, caught one. I had another guy that when we waited, the day before yesterday we waited, I had one guy that threw top water just like the whole day. And he, I mean, he caught maybe three, but I mean, we all caught, I mean, I can't tell you how many we caught. I mean, I was throwing them back left and right. But anyway, paddle tail was definitely my best one. And I actually got on, I was throwing a glow. Glow with chartreuse.
Glow and pearl and chartreuse. Those three colors have been good. I mean,
yeah.
Everywhere this year, everybody I've been talking to. All right, Tommy, I got to run, buddy. Always enjoy talking to you. And if somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and hook up with you or do some bass fishing with you this winter, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On Facebook, I'm under Tommy Alexander, but phone's always the best. I do text, leave a message if I don't answer, whatever, at 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Always good talking to you. You take care, buddy.
Yes, sir.
See you, man.
See you later. All right.
All right, let's jump out of Matagorda and head down to South Padre, see what's up with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm here. It's all good.
All right. It's another fish-loving day, getting ready to head out on the water and try to see what we can get into, dodging some storms for about 2 weeks straight.
I know it, man. Y'all, I keep looking at radar. I go, boy, I wish they'd send that rain up here. I could use a little of that.
Yeah, I've been getting rained on literally every day for 2 weeks out there.
Man.
But we'll see what happens. You know, it hasn't been anything too major, nothing too lightning-y or anything, so.
Yeah.
We've been able to fish through.
Yeah, work
through
it.
If it gets too bad, we just head back to the dock or something. I think we had one official cancellation where it was like 100% chance all morning. So,
yeah,
we canceled one day. But other than that, you know, we've been doing a lot of fishing, and the surf's been really rough. So I haven't been able to really chase the tarpon like I've wanted to the last week. So we've been in the backwaters chasing snook and juvenile tarpon and big mangroves, and we've been just whacking them. We've been doing really good on both artificial and live bait.
Right.
Been going in there, throwing topwaters, catching a few 35, 34 inch snook on topwaters, which has been
sweet.
Just a blast.
Yeah, yep. Man.
I had a really good one too, popped me off. Felt bad, but a really big one, must have maybe a 34 inch fish. Blew my top water up. I got in there and got to throw a couple of casts and hooked a huge one, and man, had a good fight, and right by the boat, popped me off.
Wow.
So, it was a bummer.
That's snook fishing right there. That gill raker gets you, man. That leader gets behind that, it's like razor blade.
It is. That's because it broke me off on 40 pound leader. All I use is 40 pound right now, you know, so using like 20 or nothing, so it definitely was a real fish, you know, to break 40.
What's the biggest mangrove you've caught this year? I know you get some good ones at times.
Yeah, so my fiance caught one the other day that was close to 8 pounds.
Oh, Lord, that is a good one.
Yeah, that was really good. We've been catching quite a few in the 6 to 7 pound range. I think the other day we had 15 of them, and out of 15 of them, I think like 7 were in that 6 to 7.5 pound range. And,
sweet.
They just pull so hard. It's just an absolute blast catching those things.
They're fun to catch.
And I'm fishing near structure, near docks and stuff like that, so you got to have that drag locked down.
Uh-huh.
And be ready for, you know, some intense fighting for a second there, you know. Right, who's going to win? Is he going to drag you into the dock, or, you know, are you going to be able to get him out of there? So
coin toss.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of seawalls also. You got these big metal seawalls, and fish will get out on this time of year, and they're kind of got rusted out holes and stuff down there underneath them, and fish kind of hang out and that stuff, and I'll throw topwaters along seawalls and get some really quality explosions.
It's good structure, man. Fish like
yep,
it.
Yep.
Fish
yep,
havens.
It's been happening. I did go and do a little drift for some trout with a client the other day just to dodge a storm. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty quick and easy. We went and just threw some jig heads in like 4 foot of water and caught a bunch of decent trout, a couple of overslot, and that was good. That was good. So that was the only time I got to really hit the bay this week because everybody had tarpon trips booked, but then decided that they were just rather snook fish than cancel. You know. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody wants a big tarpon, but hey, when you got snook for a backup, hey, who cares? Take me snook fishing. That video I saw the other day of that tarpon you leadered, the leader was all frayed real big time. How big was that fish?
Mm-hmm. Shoot, that fish was, it looks really huge, but I'd say it was a true, legit, probably 180 pounder.
That's what I was thinking.
185, 185 pounder.
He had that 180 to 200 look. Man, when they got that girth look to them, them shoulders like that, that's awesome.
It was just a real fish. We actually landed that one. I'll text you a picture of that fish.
I think Blog caught a good one like that the other day, too, Sunday or something.
He texted me a picture of a big body looking fish, yeah.
Yeah. He said it wasn't long, but if it had the length, it would have been what he's been looking for, you know, just didn't have the length, but it had the girth.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Yeah,
still a 180-ish, you know.
Yeah. I saw a picture. It looked pretty huge. It's good. I've been seeing people fishing up there, and it seems like the only people that are really putting up a lot of numbers are like the people at the Port O'Connor jetties right now.
Yeah.
Putting up like numbers of like medium sized fish, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Big numbers too. I'm jealous. But as far as like giant fish and stuff go, my numbers of schools that I've seen this year have been a little bit down.
Yeah, that's what James
said. Like I said, I wasn't
him.
Sure if it was, yeah. See, so it's kind of something that goes all the way along the coast. You know, I wasn't sure if it was just me because they were dredging my inlet all summer, you know, so.
Right.
I know that affected it too because it was chocolate and there wasn't much bait hanging around, so the fish wouldn't hang around long. So
mm-hmm.
Full moon June is usually a great tarpon time, and it was not this year, so I've been catching quite a bit of fish. When I see them, I'm catching them and stuff, you know, but I just haven't seen the gigantic schools that I'm used to this year.
Yeah, got to have the numbers, man, for those epic days.
Yep. And every year varies, you know.
It does.
I believe like I caught 155 tarpon last year, you know, so I won't make that number this year, but we'll get close, you know, and then the year before that I caught more than that, you know, so it varies.
Yeah, the weather curtails things too, you know, it just,
yeah, you can have the days where the mega school of, you know, quarter million tarpon, 250,000 fish are migrating through over a week period, and it just happens to be 4 foot surf all that week because of wind or something, and you missed it, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Like, and you think all of a sudden it was just a bad year, but really just the weather didn't line up, or, you know, it's just the way the game goes.
Got to hit your windows, and if the wind isn't there, you can't do it, man. All right, yeah. Brian. Well, hey, buddy, if somebody wants to come down and hook up with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
Sure. A direct call or text will work. Area code 956-755-9413, or you could visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, Brian. Well, you have a good weekend. Always a pleasure talking to you. You take care, man.
Thank you, sir.
See you, Brian. All right.
Bye.
All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.